Here we are again at 17 minutes to the top of the hour, and with me in the studio is Mornay Steffens and Lionel Stringer, representing the Ballita Neighbourhood Watch and the Community Policing Forum, but most importantly, the big poiki competition that's happening in Townsend Park, Kona Manje, as they say in the classics, very, very soon. Welcome to you guys. Nice to have you along.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Well, there it is. If I gave you a mic as well. I don't know. These microphones are confusing me today. Mornay, lovely. Let's talk about the poiki. It's a legend. It's now become an institution.
Oh, absolutely. Fourth year on the go.
And it's grown.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. So record numbers entered again this year, and yeah, we're very, very excited. Eh? The community and especially the business community just coming together year on year to assist and support through taking up the stands and having this massive cook-off, and just it's just such an awesome, fun family day.
Just talk us through the poiki thing, because it is a competition, but it's also an opportunity for the community to come in and experience firstly the buzz, the fun, the sort of community working together in common cause to raise money, because that's the essence of it, is to raise money for the community, the neighborhood watch. Ultimately, everyone's benefit hinges on, or safety and security hinges on that. But it's a vibe as well, and you get an opportunity to sample a huge variety of poiki. Let's talk about poiki. Why is it so popular?
Well, obviously, we're just entering summer, so it's like the last vibes of the hot stews and soups and whatever the case is that's going to happen probably for 2024. And it's just always, people just absolutely love a good old poiki, and it's amazing. You get anything. I've now heard so many guys talk about, oh no, they've got venison, and they've got this oak is doing a seafood pot, and there's plenty curry pots to cut to choose from. It is just such an array of different pots that people are cooking, and the vibe that's created is just unbelievable. Wherever you go, people talk about the poiki, and yeah, they either cooking or no, we're definitely going to be there on the day. So yeah, it just creates a major. It's like a big event.
So, if anyone listening to this, and I hope you are, wants to be part of the event, not necessarily cooking, because those guys have already entered and paid their that's a huge record entries, but if they want to come along and support and enjoy, what is the process?
Okay, so it's at Townsend Park. You pay 50 rand entry fee. You get a little band to as your proof of payment as such. And then you go around, you go and select what you fancy eating, and then you select a pot that's going to be your meal for the day. And then, of course, there's also Pap and Rice, that's sponsored by Mozambique Restaurant, as they do every year. So, yeah, you've got a good selection to choose from, you know.
Do you have to bring your own utensils?
No, absolutely not. We supply utensils, we supply the bowls. You just need to bring yourself either a picnic blanket or a couple of deck chairs. We have got some tables and chairs available, but there's never enough. But yeah,
but it's a park and it's trees.
Absolutely,
it's lovely. Come and enjoy.
Absolutely, 100%. So yeah, there's plenty space. Big gazebos, sponsored by Extreme Events. So yeah, no, there's plenty shade. You can get some alcoholic refreshments, of course, if you're over 18. And yeah, it's just an absolute blast. It's brilliant. There's entertainment, so much entertainment for the kids, in terms of jumping castles and zorb balls and sumo wrestling and all the rest of it. There's Ndlondlo Reptile Park is going to be there to educate some people on our slithering friends we have this time of the year, especially. So yeah, it's just there's lots to do. Brilliant live music, so it's fantastic.
It's going to be super. And for just to recap again, when does it take place? What time?
Okay, so it's now it's happening on November the 2nd, this Saturday at Townsend. Public is welcome to join from 11 o'clock. Judging happens at 12, and then it's open to the public to start eating from about 12:30.
And so you can come before the actual judging because there's lots to do. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, reserve absolutely. Your spot and generally enjoy the vibe.
Yeah, go and have a walk. Go and have a walk around. There's three categories that the judges will also judge, which is quite good fun to see, which is, of course, the best pot. And then the best dressed stand, and then the stand with the best gees, you know, the best spirit for the day as such. So yeah, these guys are going to be on top form, trying to entertain and impress, I'm sure. So yeah, it's an awesome vibe.
And all in support of the neighborhood, the Palito Neighborhood Watch, that does such good work. And really, you know, to see your patrollers out, it's a sense of comfort and joy, because visible policing is key, I think, to keeping things tidy. I see there's quite a good relationship forged between now the public and the private sector, and I think to a large degree, that's where Lionel comes in with the CPF and that kind of joint collaboration. What is the crime situation like at the moment, Lionel?
Look, we're going into a holiday season, so expect that we're going to get more crime, especially things like robberies out of cars, pickpocketing, fraud with regards to holiday letting, things of that nature. You know, we're getting to the end of the end of the year, so these things happen
so
this time of
the year.
Don't
drop your guard.
Don't drop your guard at all. Yeah. That's the message out
and,
there.
And support your locals, CPF and the neighborhood.
You know, there's enough security out there. When you see something, report it. Things will, you know, the quicker we can get these guys off the street, the better for us all.
Yeah, and just one last thing. You man a very, very active community watch WhatsApp app, is it, that people can, or is it available to the public, your reporting of emergencies?
Of course. So we of course, the Neighborhood Watch created the street cluster groups many, many years ago. For residents to report on their street group if they see anything suspicious, and from there it gets filtered through to the Neighborhood Watch committee and the security clusters that's on there. But yes, of course, becoming a Neighborhood Watch member, which I just have to add, at 250 rand per year per household, is quite a good deal.
How does one join? I wanted to ask you that.
You can. It's quite easy. You can go onto our website. www.belitonw.org.za, or just go and type in Belito Neighborhood Watch. It will take you to the page. And then, also, of course, we will be canvassing for members as well as patrollers on Saturday while we're busy with the Poiki competition.
That's a very good way to meet new friends if you're new to the area, or if you are just feeling a little lonely and left out, you know.
Absolutely.
Reconnect.
Absolutely.
That's the point. Stronger together. Community.
Yeah, for sure. And Dave, I just wanted to mention one thing. This is the Neighborhood Watch's big fundraiser for the year, and where this came in is, I mean, from a Neighborhood Watch perspective, our cost is quite, you know, it's big. You know, we've got the ANPR cameras, the number plate recognition cameras, between Belito and Salt Rock. These things, they break. They've been going now for a couple of years. It's the maintenance, it's the data costs, it's the licensing fees, it's the patroller jackets, the magnets for vehicles. There's so many different things that we need to do to be an effective Neighborhood Watch and CPF, that this is really important for us to make it a bumper year. And we're calling on the public to really, really turn out on Saturday and support us. You know, it's such an awesome event, and it goes for the better, and it's of the community. You know, the funds we create goes back into the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. It's a vital a link in peace and safety and security in the festive season, which is generally considered to be the season of peace and goodwill and to all men. Sometimes there's a few ulterior motives tucked into the background that we don't want to talk about, but keeping you safe locally, the Neighborhood Watch, the Community Policing Forum, and they deserve your support, folks. These are all volunteers that do things simply because they care. And I salute you guys. Thank you for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for giving us the opportunity.
See you on Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant.
And the morning show